Well, grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. There are moments in life when we find ourselves in desperate need, moments when we have to ask for help, even if it feels uncomfortable or embarrassing. I'm not sure I have ever had to wake someone in the middle of the night for a loaf of bread, as Jesus described in our gospel reading. But as I have shared this story with you before, I remember once asking for help in the middle of the night because of a wildfire evacuation. So I'll share the story again, even though you probably know the story. I told this story back in January when we were going through the wildfires. It was when I lived in eastern Washington, and a wildfire in the mountains had cast an ember. And that ember landed on a recycling center just a few blocks from my apartment complex. The fire spread quickly, and soon the police were driving through the neighborhood at midnight, broadcasting evacuation orders through their speakers. And it was a stressful situation, to say the least. So I packed my important documents and some clothes, got in my car, and drove to the church where I was an intern. So sitting in the church parking lot, I thought about who to call, who I know would answer my call at that late at night and be able to help me. And my supervisor, Dave, was on vacation, so I hesitated in calling him because I did not want to bother him during his vacation time. Yet I remember his words early that summer, jokingly saying, "If there's ever a fire near you and you need a place to stay, I have a guest room." But more seriously, he had also told me, "Do call if there is an emergency." Well, despite the embarrassment, the wrestling of my mind, I finally made the call, and he did answer. And my first words were of an apology for calling him that late. "Dave, I am so sorry to call this late. I am at the church. I had to evacuate my apartment, and there is a fire close by. And I was wondering if I can stay, I can take you up on staying in your guest room." Well, he did not hesitate. "Of course," he said. "Let me give you the code to my garage." As you can imagine, I felt a huge sense of relief. By 2 a.m., I was in a warm bed, thankful that I could reach Dave and that he was ready to answer my call. In our gospel reading today, Jesus uses two parables to teach his disciples about prayer. After giving them the Lord's Prayer, a model that we still use today, he tells the story of the persistent friend. And this man has an unexpected visitor in the middle of the night, but he lacks the resources to offer proper hospitality, a significant cultural expectation. And I talked a little bit about this cultural expectation last Sunday. So he goes to his friend's house unashamed and persistent, knocking until his friend answers. Jesus is teaching that prayer is like that persistent knocking. It's about approaching God with our needs, even our urgent ones, with full trust that God will hear and respond. Then Jesus reinforces this truth with the image of a loving father. "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?" The answer, of course, is no father will do that. If even we who are sinful and imperfect and even evil compared to God know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Jesus' purpose in sharing this parable is to teach His disciples that they can come to God in prayer in an unshameful way, just as this friend in the story did. Now, the Greek word for persistent translates as shamelessness, and that's a key word there for us to know. Shamelessness is the Greek word anadeida. Now, going back to the story, there was no sign of shame in this friend's request, who asked without thinking his knocking would wake the whole family, the kids, whom I had taken a long time to get them ready for bed. But Jesus wants his disciples to approach God like a parent, like a friend, who you can come to in a time of great need, someone you have full trust that they will not turn you away. Someone who is welcoming, non-judgmental, hospitable when it comes to listening to you. The invitation is for us to knock, to call, to seek God, especially when we are in great need. In need of comfort and peace, in need of affirmation, in need of forgiveness, or in the midst of stressful situations. And it seems that often I find myself frightened and in stressful situations, especially when I go surfing in the ocean here in Southern California. This last time I was at Doheny in that Dana Point with my son Adam. And Doheny is well known for its smaller waves, usually 2 to 3 feet, right, which is perfect for beginners. But Adam, now a fearless and confident surfer, has surpassed me in skill. He loves to go for the bigger, farther waves. In this particular day, the waves were 4, 5, maybe even 6 feet high. That sounds scary, right? Unless you're a really good surfer. But I realized at that moment that they were way too big for me. Especially with Adam being so far, he was giving me the thumbs up, meaning that he was having a great time. But of course, I felt that familiar parental panic that I couldn't be right there with him, protecting him. So it was hard for me because in my mind, dads are supposed to be strong, teachers. And here I was feeling tired and incapable. But then I remember my brother-in-law was with us, building sandcastles with his daughters. And he was, in his younger years, a lifeguard. So I knew he was accustomed to the big waves at Huntington. So I went over, and without any shame, I asked him, "Can you go and be with Adam and serve with him, please?" Well, surprisingly, he agreed and immediately made his way out to where Adam was, and I, of course, felt a profound relief, knowing that I could trust him and that my son would be safe. And I, of course, stayed with my nieces, continuing to build a castle, a sandcastle. I often think of Jesus as being like my brother-in-law in that moment, as this person that God has asked Jesus to be with us, at our requests, to be at our side, caring for us, comforting us, telling us that we are secure in his hands, especially in times of deep need and stressful situations. The good news for us today is that Jesus comes to us on behalf of God to hear us. Jesus comes to us in our prayer, and on behalf of God, to hear us, to grant us peace when we call in distress. Again, Scripture says today, "Ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you." May we respond to others the way God responds to us, with generous hearts and loving hands, ready to help those in need. And may we be empowered to do so by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.